Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This might be breaking news to you, but there's a debate tonight. Trump, Kamala Harris will debate in front of all network TV, in front of the whole nation. And we have our own debate going down in front of the entire city of St. Louis. Hannah versus Brett. On really, really important issues like peanut butter and jelly versus grilled cheese.
I'm ready to take a stand.
So AB and Kevin have worked as moderators to give us things. There's our classics, some of the smallest things that people are so passionate and fiery about. And Hannah and I will debate them, and clearly there will be a winner that will dominate this debate, and that will be me. I have doubt. I have been working with the debate team for weeks.
I don't need a team. I'm so firm in my stances.
Yeah, that just shows you the party of Hannah Gibbs and how they work. They work like themselves, isolated. I am the party of the people. So, Kevin, do you have the first question, or is AB?
I got the first one.
Thank you, moderator AB. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. You look lovely tonight.
I don't need to kiss her butt.
All right.
Love you.
Love you, too. Brett?
Yeah, I love you.
Thank you. All right. Should emojis be considered a universal language?
Do you want to go first?
I would love to take the floor on this, Mr. Mega. Emojis should absolutely be considered a universal language and understanding, and those who don't understand them, I don't know that they should be in this country, because it is just a way of communication and pure understanding. It's a way that people really deeply understand each other, and Hannah, it's just the way of the world now.
What does this face mean?
I don't know. We're doing radio, so no one can tell.
I don't know, because I use words. I am a man of the people, and communication is important. We use words to communicate these
signals. I'm a woman of the people, and everybody uses emojis, so I know how to communicate with the people. When people send you emojis, Mr. Mega, you don't reply, or you stop the conversation to ask, what is this?
I
understand the people. I understand their emotions, their struggles, their hardships, and what they're going through.
A little yellow guy cannot show anyone any emotions or have any reflection.
He is emotion.
No, it has no reflection.
That is his whole purpose, is emotion.
No, it's so confusing.
You don't understand the people's
emotions. I don't like miscommunication. This country has been struggling for years because Hannah's party has been driving it into the ground. This younger generation and their emojis. It is time to fight back against emojis.
Time.
Thank you. Clearly, I won that round.
Miss Gibbs, this question will start with you.
Okay.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck? Excuse me.
Is the moderator okay?
I really got him.
Horse-sized what?
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck? Or would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses?
This is the most ridiculous question.
Sir, I would like to take the stance for the, let me not miscommunicate my words here, the 100 duck-sized horses.
I'll take it from here.
Rebuttal.
This is very easy.
Sorry.
Speaking for all men, when it comes to duck size, it matters. And so I do not want anything to do with extra large ducks. Okay? So bring on the little ducks for me. Give me 100 little ducks,
baby. I actually enjoy a larger duck myself. I know Brett can't relate, but I like larger the better. I'll take that stance.
Time.
I believe I'm saying larger duck, but I'm not sure. A large horse is always nice as well.
Time.
Okay.
All right, do we have one more?
We got one more.
This is clear. This is what the debate's going to look like tonight.
I was a little floored with that one.
Should pants be optional in professional settings?
Hannah?
Mr. Mega, you can take the floor.
I feel like this has been an issue with the party of Hannah Gibbs for a long time. She never wears pants, and when she does, they're only sweatpants. So, yes, we need to keep it professional. That's what my people do. We don't wear emojis. We wear pants. And so, yes, pants for all
I'm
the time.
I'm all for the free party. I want everyone to express themselves. No pants, the better. Cover yourself up with a surprise face emoji if you choose. Whatever makes you feel happy. I just want the people to be happy.
The only other issue I have with pants, I would say, though, is my butt is so flat, sometimes they fall off.
Mm. So even, Brett, you're going against your own argument because you want people to wear pants, but your butt is always out because you don't have a butt to hold it up. But for me...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.